10:35, it's Austin Hill in the morning, weekday morning, 6 till 8 Central Time, here on the Faith Radio Network. What is the plight of the Christian who happens to serve in the United States Armed Forces, and what exactly is our military's role in the world? What are we doing to try to stave off and try to prevent the bombings of Israel, the terrible attacks on our nation's ally Israel? Complex questions in a very, very complex world. Joining us to talk about it, a man who untangles these things very effectively. Perhaps you've seen him on some of the national TV talk shows, on the cable channels and such. He's author of a great new book called Operation Dark Heart, an extraordinary book, not for the faint of heart. He's retired from the United States Army. He's with the think tank, the Center for Advanced Defense Studies. His name is Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Colonel Schaefer, welcome to the program. Thanks very much for joining us.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Good to be on.
Always good to be with you. I want to start with this question. You and I talked about this privately, personally, last week sometime, I think it was. And I wondered if you could sort of clarify things for us. We get different conflicting reports about Christians in the United States military who can't possess a Bible or can't participate in worship services with the chaplain or what have you. We see what appears to be kind of a hammering down of Christian chaplains in the U.S. military, all the while the chaplaincy program is expanded to cover a variety of different kinds of faiths. What's really going on here? Can you clear the air for us?
Well, I think there's two things at work here. First, the military has become a petri dish for social experimentation. It's really odd that an organization is designed to defend the nation. Basically, the job is to defend the nation anywhere it must, has become essentially for the left a place to kind of, you know, put people together and see what happens. And this has been true regarding the Don't Ask, Don't Tell thing and the transfer over to the move to include members of the gay and lesbian community in the military. And I'm not saying that as a bad thing. I'm just saying that when you push experiments onto people, inevitably you have these conflicts. Then secondary to that, which is to your point, Austin, is that because of this experimentation, members of the Christian faith, especially those chaplains who are Christian, have been put upon to accept this, to basically be asked to go against their faith. This is where I draw the line. As much as I believe everybody has the right to believe their own way, the fact that certain leaders who are very secular-minded refuse to accept the fact that certain members of certain faiths have real problems with some of these experimentation initiatives, if you will, within the military. And mm-hmm. So what you see now is the suppression of the Christian chaplains from actually practicing the elements of their faith as they see fit.
I guess my follow-up question to that, Colonel Schaefer, is well, again, this is all your perspective and opinion, but I'm just wondering, right. Is it the current administration, is it their intention, do you believe, to be very intentionally anti-Christian, or is it the goal here to try to, shall we say, ratchet down the presence of Christians in the military and the expressions of the Christian faith so as to not offend those of other faiths? Is the goal here to strike some sort of religious balance, if you will, or is it really hostility towards Christians specifically, if you can separate those out?
I think they're related. I don't think you can separate them. I think, unfortunately, there's been this bending over backwards to try to appease the Muslim faith without understanding the fact that when you appease it the way they're doing it, you basically show weakness, and that does not help us militarily. Secondly, again, because of some of the ostensible desires of those in power, the left, the present in the Democrat Party, you see a suppression of anything to do with traditional Christian values. And so when you have the two together, it's hard to separate out what's going on, other than to say that essentially I think they've tried to appease the faith, the Muslim faith, those overseas, and they've done it badly. And in doing so, they show weakness. And then also, like I said, the whole idea that you would force members of the military who are chaplains. And by the way, it's notable that the chaplains wear their cross above their name. They're the only people in the military who actually get to show their faith on the military, on the uniform. And I think there really is this outlandish effort to try to suppress anything that goes with the Christian faith at this point. And frankly, it's because an agenda that relates to social experimentation more than anything else.
Very interesting. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer retired from the U.S. military. He's with the Center for Advanced Defense Studies. He's on the guest line here on Austin Hill in the Morning on the Faith Radio Network. Let's talk for a moment here, Tony, about our nation's foreign policy and sure. our role such that it is in the Middle East. We're seeing these headlines, and I've talked a fair amount about it here on this program. Christians in particular, I think and I hope and pray, are very concerned about attacks on Israel, bombings of Israel. This is coming from what most people regard as a terrorist group, Hamas, and yet our right. tax dollars in the form of foreign aid help fund Hamas. Is the United States defending its ally Israel, or are we a part of the problem in your view?
Part of the problem is the Palestinian Authority, which essentially is, we do fund, as you mentioned, and that has been involved in funding Hamas. Money coming out of that goes to Hamas. And then they've also had issues relating to the merger of the Palestinian Authority with Hamas in a very dangerous way. So what we're seeing here, Austin, now is our government essentially funding the very adversaries who are helping bring these missiles into the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. And I don't know if your audience understands what's going on exactly, but how bad it is. I mean, you're talking about Hamas firing rockets into cities. And I don't know how long anybody, if the Mexican government was doing this out of Mexico, I don't think we would tolerate that long if it was going into the southwest border.
I would hope not.
I would hope not. So, but yet we're encouraging the Israelis to quote unquote show restraint when at the very time you see these rockets leaving the West Bank and the Gaza Strip into the Israeli territories. And so it's quite odd that the president and the others who are trying to encourage peace are basically asking the Israelis to lay down and do nothing in their own defense. I find it very odd to the point of where I know we wouldn't do it. I don't know why, I'm not quite sure why we're asking the Israelis to do it.
I would hope we wouldn't do it here in the U.S. I guess, and by the way, if you just joined us, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer with the Center for Advanced Defense Studies, that's who we're listening to, who we're speaking with here on Austin Hill in the Morning on the Faith Radio Network. I guess I would ask you this, and I don't mind asking you this. Some people might be made uncomfortable with this question, but how does the conscientious Christian in the United States today, how do we address this? And I guess I'd even ask, how do we pray about this? I mean, this is a mess. I got to believe that most people within the reach of our voices here, Tony, love and respect the men and women of the military and want to do right by them. What do we do? How do we pray? What proactive steps can we take?
You know, it's a great question, and this is something you won't hear me talk about in national interviews, but I'm glad you brought it up. I actually pray for the strength to basically carry out what's best for the nation every day. I try to turn my will over to the care of God as I understand Him. It's something I've done for a while now, and try to actually pray for guidance on what's best, and basically seek the best outcome. And this may surprise you. Before I do every interview that you guys see on TV, I actually try to I basically ask for the highest good to come out of whatever I'm doing. So I think if we each as individuals try to seek this, I think it'll, you know, help build resolve and results for a greater good. I don't know other than having personal faith and trying my best is the best thing I found to do. It's not always successful, but, you know, Austin, at least I go to bed at night with a clean conscience.
Fair point. And what do we tell our government to do with respect to Israel and our U.S. foreign policy?
Well, the one thing that the government must seek to do is bring stability to the regions that we're dealing with. This is far more important, Austin, than this so-called push for democracy. Let me put it this way. We learned from Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood had no intention of supporting democracy. It was going to be one vote for them in and then permanent, essentially extremist governance from there on. So what we need to do is push for some of the more traditional relationships with our allies. Stability is far more important for the success of the people of the region than democracy. It took us 20-some years to get our democracy going, Austin. I don't see how we believe that we can throw open the doors to these nations and hope that they have democracy within two or three. It's just not in the cards. So we have to, I think, help bring stability. And that stability sometimes means that we will not have a pure democracy. But again, it's in our interest, in the interest of our allies, in the interest of the people in the Middle East, to have stability so they can work their way through the problems without having to resort to terrorism, which is what I see happening right now.
It's certainly how it appears here to the civilians' eyes. Colonel Tony Schaefer with the Center for Advanced Defense Studies on the guest line here on Austin Hill in the Morning. Colonel, thanks as always for what you do. Good to talk to you. We'll look forward to speaking again soon.
Sure. Thank you, Austin.